Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. As we head into a holiday weekend, we reminisce about our very first show, which aired on July 14th of this year. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a rebroadcast of New Wisco Weekend. Now, here's your host, Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale.
Welcome to the first ever New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. We'll hear from a pair of bicyclists who rode in tandem from Wisconsin to New York City. Our music segment today features Christian Love, how his own good vibrations mean new sounds for our favorite summer songs. Plus, we'll take a look at the economic impact of EAA. But just what is New Wisco Weekend? Producer and WISS station manager Todd Michaels and I sat down to talk about the program and what you can expect to hear each week.
Well, I think we're hoping that our listeners will hear what's going on in Northeast Wisconsin, not only from an issue standpoint, things that are really important in our communities, but also some of the fun stuff that goes on in our communities too. So I believe we're going to hit on some of the issues, whether it's homelessness or it's hunger in our communities. If it's job loss in our communities, we're going to touch on those things. But then we're going to take a lighter look at some of the great entertainment that we're going to find in Northeast Wisconsin. And Lisa, you know this, like every morning show, we talk about all the great stuff going on in Northeast Wisconsin with Mino and the mayor. There's so much going on. I swear, if you live in New Wisco and you're bored, you're not trying very hard.
If you live in New Wisco and you're bored, you're not only not trying very hard, but you're staying in your house and you're not venturing out ever because there is so much that's happening. There are events. Oshkosh itself brings in the largest events of their kinds. I can tell you right now, next week or in a couple weeks, we've got EAA coming.
Correct.
The largest fly-in. In Oshkosh this past week was the grass volleyball tournament, the U.S. Open grass volleyball tournament, the largest in the world, and it came to Oshkosh. Life Fest, the largest Christian music festival, is in Oshkosh. So this area brings in a lot of these big events that I think we, as natives, don't necessarily pay attention to. And we need to. We need to be a part. We need to be tourists in our own community.
When you and I have had conversations about the show as well, I made this analogy, and I was actually kind of proud of it. And that was, look at a story, but then look at it just off to the side. Look
I
just
love
to the right
that
of that story and find the side story. And that's what we want to do as well. We'll have hopefully a little comedy and entertainment from Pete Schwabba from time to time. Brittany Merlot, our great meteorologist with Civic Media, will join us to talk about things in New Wisco, including, you know, weather patterns and all that kind of stuff. Queen of Music on the Civic Media Broadcast Network, Terry Barr, will be joining us.
Very excited about that.
The cool thing about Terry, too, is she's worked in news in Northeast Wisconsin. So she, you know, and I believe her mom still lives in Green Bay. So she is back in this area all the time. She is a native of Northeast Wisconsin in that right. And we've got a lot of other contributors who will also be part of this program. It's not just Lisa. It's not just Oshkosh. It's not just Appleton. If you're Northeast Wisconsin, we're probably going to feature you at some point.
You know, I really am excited about where we're going to go with this show because, as you said, it is going to focus on some of the issues. We are going to bring up the serious things, but I want this to be a palate cleanser for the week, so to speak, something for you to listen to on Sundays and go, yes, now I feel good. The news isn't, you know, completely draining me and causing me to go hide in my house. You know,
right.
but these are great stories that I'm hearing and that I can be a part of.
I have a new title for you. It's New Wisco Bureau Chief, News Bureau Chief and Palate Cleanser. So now we're going to add that to your business cards. Okay.
Well, only if you promise to spell it correctly.
I can't promise that. I'm in radio. It doesn't mean I can spell.
Nope.
I can talk pretty well, but I don't know about spelling.
Yeah, that's a problem I have too, as a matter of fact. I can never spell receive properly, but don't tell anybody I said that.
So what do you have coming up on this week's show, Lisa?
This week's show, of course, we're introducing the show, but we're also going to do a preview of EAA. Terry Barr's got a preview of what's coming up at EAA, huge event that's going to be bringing in 500,000 people to the Oshkosh area in the next couple of weeks. We've got that. We've got Amanda Nimmer telling you how to celebrate your birthday in a way that you may not have thought of before.
Of course, Amanda, one of the producers for Mino and the Mayor, and does her social media and production, all that kind of stuff. We love her.
We absolutely love her. And we'll have a little bit of an interview with Mino and the Mayor when they interviewed the Flukies, who took a tandem bike ride from Wisconsin all the way up to Green Bay. That's Wisconsin, all the way up to New York. So we'll have a little bit on that too.
Sounds like a good time.
And one of our favorite features, my favorite feature, is the Truth Booth. Anytime that we are out and about in the community, my little phone is ready to go to record, and we call it the Truth Booth. And basically, it's a chance for people to share what they're thinking about, what they're concerned about that day, what they're passionate about that day, what their truth is in that moment in time. So we'll be
whether they're celebrating something, worried about something, whatever. Exactly. We're going to share a little bit of that. Well, I love it. Keep working hard. Do a good job.
I'm going to try. I don't want to disappoint my boss.
That is the top of the list. Every day you walk into that building, just keep that in mind.
I do keep that. And in case you don't understand what we're talking about, Todd, since he is the station manager, is my boss. So, yes, I think this is going to be a fun and exciting and beneficial program for the new Wisco area. I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing.
We're going to take a look back at celebrations, and we're going to take a look forward at celebrations and things we need to do as a community to make it better, not only for ourselves, but for everybody living here.
Join New Wisco Weekend 1 week from today for a show full of EAA stories, features, and interviews. Speaking of EAA, here's Terry Barr with a preview, including what this yearly event means to our economy.
Few events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it's about to happen at the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
That's Dick Napinski. He's worked with EAA for more than 30 years, and he knows its history, including how it all started in a Milwaukee basement.
They had their first fly-in. It was part of the Wisconsin Air Pageant, and a grand total of EA members, 21 airplanes, and 150 people showed up.
71 years later, more than 10,000 airplanes fly in, 2,500 are show planes. It also makes Whitman Field in Oshkosh the world's busiest airport during EAA.
It's become synonymous with aviation, and you talk to pilots anywhere around the world and say, Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about, and you can't buy that kind of promotion.
And recent studies show the fly-in brings a big boost to the economy.
Every year in the 5-county Fox Valley area, it's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending. Of course, it gives you a level of publicity that's a door opener wherever you go.
Governor Tony Evers even calling EAA and Oshkosh one of the most important tourist attractions of the summer.
That civic pride that comes with that, it's one of the crown jewels of state tourism. It's one of those unique events that I tell people it's a gathering of airplanes and people you'll see no place else in the world.
Keep an eye to the skies. EAA kicks off on Monday, July 22nd, and daily air shows start at 2:30. With New Wisco Weekend, I'm Terry Barr.
EAA is a little more than a week away. Of course, we'll have more from the fly-in with our morning show, Mino and the Mayor, who will be on location. They'll be broadcasting live from EAA Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 6 until 9 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
You're listening to New Wisco Weekend on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Online at WISS.FM and search for Oshkosh Air Support on Facebook. One of Lisa's favorite bands is the Moody Blues, and we're using their song Swallow as our theme song on New Wisco Weekend. So here's just a bit of that great song for you to listen to. This is New Wisco Weekend on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Every time anyone from WISS is out and about in New Wisco, we like to offer people the opportunity to share what they're excited about, their story, the things they're passionate about, their truth, whether good or bad. We call it the WISS Truth Booth. Today's Truth Booth confession comes from Julianne, who we caught up with at Oshkosh Pride.
I love being gay. I've been gay since I was 16 years old, and now I'm 66. I've been with the same person for 38 years. So that's a long, long time. Fight a lot, but we're still friends after all these years. Yeah, because I have some health problems, and so does she, and so we fight over who's going to mow the lawn and stuff. That's basically it.
When we come back, surviving summer's heat and an interview with Door County's Peninsula Players Theater.
Welcome back to a rebroadcast of our July 14th show. This is New Wisco Weekend.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm your host, Lisa Hale. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us with a look at surviving the hottest days of the year.
Do you want to know just how hot and humid it's going to feel outside? Well, take a look at the dew point instead of the temperature as a guide. The higher the number, the more humid it's going to feel. Typically, in summer, things start to get sticky when the dew points reach the low 60s. It becomes even more muggy when dew points tap the upper 60s. And humid conditions are hard to ignore when the dew point temperature reaches the low 70s. However, oppressive conditions and dangerous heat indices are felt when dew points spike into the mid and upper 70s. This is when we are sizzling. So what exactly is a heat index and why does it even matter? Well, it all comes down to our sweat and how our bodies cool down. For example, on a day that a dew point is low, our sweat evaporates quickly and we stay quite comfortable. But on the other hand, if the humidity is high, then the air around us is basically full of water moisture, and it's essentially harder to evaporate the sweat that's just dripping off of our bodies. And this, right there, causes us to feel hot and uncomfortable as our internal body temperatures rise. becoming unhealthy rapidly, if our bodies hit a dangerously high temperature, we enter hyperthermia, also known as heat stroke. And this is exactly why heat advisories and warnings are issued. And young children are particularly vulnerable, as their bodies heat up to 3 to 5 times faster than adults. As it tends to sneak up on us, if you're sweating heavily, becoming thirsty, dizzy, nauseous, or weak, you need to seek shade, loosen your clothes up, sip some water, and get to a place with air conditioning quickly. Otherwise, heat stroke occurs if you don't take care of yourself and cool down. Signs include confusion, dizziness, and becoming unconscious. And in these cases, you need to seek medical help immediately. Because heat kills. It's a silent killer. When hot weather and high humidity hit at the same time, people of all ages are at risk. 41 people died in Wisconsin from heat-related deaths just last year, and in the U.S. set a record, killing people in places that usually can handle the heat. And farm workers face some of the biggest risks from exposure to the elements. Over 33,000 American workers suffered heat-related illness and injuries between 2011 and 2022. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says farm workers need help.
They are continuously left out of having protections and out of conversations of what are their needs and how can we better serve them and make sure that we are protecting their lives, because farm work is some of the most dangerous work on the planet.
And the Biden administration is even now proposing mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water for workers.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures. And so far, we have seen no urgency to enact or create any protection.
Nearly 500 workers have died across the U.S. from heat exposure since 2011. So be sure to slow down and reduce any strenuous activity. For example, mow the lawn early in the morning or later at night when the temperatures are cooler. Also, eat light, easy-to-digest foods, and dress in lightweight, non-restrictive, light-colored clothing. Be sure to check in on elderly neighbors, family, and friends to make sure that they're doing okay. Always drink plenty of water and avoid drinks high in sugar and alcohol, as they further work to dehydrate us. Stay cool and stay informed. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to New Wisco Weekend on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
New Wisco is rich with arts and entertainment. Correspondent Conrad Krieger joins us from Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Want to go see a play or a musical this summer? Coming up, we go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete interviews Linda Fortunato, artistic director for the Peninsula Players up in Door County. Pete and Linda talk about what's coming on tap, what to expect when you're there, and why it's a great place to go out and see a show.
Hello.
For those who are listening and might not be aware, give us a little background. Tell them a little bit about what Peninsula Players is.
Peninsula Players Theater has existed in Door County since 1935. And in 1937, we moved to where we are currently, which is we're just in between Egg Harbor and Fish Creek, directly on the water, 16 acres of cedar forest, just a beautiful place to come and see a show.
It's so great. And I was there last year. I was there twice. I took my daughter, who is all about musical theater. It was a picturesque, gorgeous night right on the lake. So that was fun. And then we went back in the fall, my son and my daughter and my wife, and it was this rainy, we saw the Sherlock Holmes play in October. So it was kind of creepy. And then we had this like torrential downpour. So we got to see both sides. It was really fun. And it was perfect for that to happen with the show we were seeing when you guys close up the sides too. It's just, and I always have a special place in my heart for the Peninsula Players.
That's great. It takes a lot of people to make theater happen.
So how did you get connected with Peninsula Players?
I first started working for Peninsula Players a very long time ago as an actor. I auditioned for a show and was cast and came up here and honestly had never been to Door County, drove up on the, you know, the day before first rehearsal and looked around and went, oh, this is what everybody's been talking about.
Yeah.
And just absolutely fell in love with it. Was lucky enough to return numerous seasons as an actor. Over time, started directing for the company, choreographing. And then when Greg Vinkley Winkler, who's my predecessor as the artistic director, he was the artistic director for over 30 years. And when he was ready to retire, I was incredibly lucky to be asked to step up as the next artistic director.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys have on tap. The first show playing right now, I assume, is I Ought to Be in Pictures by Neil Simon. You guys do a bonfire during intermission, which is really cool. It's just, it's like an experience like no other. What is coming up after I Ought to Be in Pictures?
The next show after I Ought to Be in Pictures is a show called The Angel Next Door. It's actually a new play. That one runs July 10th to July 28th. It is a new comedy. It's a new adaptation of an old play. It is very, very funny, really charming, endearing, wonderful characters. And to what lengths will people go to sort things out? It's a very fun ride with some really great characters.
Two of my favorite words when talking about theater our screwball comedy.
There you go. That's one's for you.
Great answer. Hey, thanks so much for your time tonight, Linda. Best of luck with the new season and keep up the great work.
Sounds good. Yes, everybody come and join us. We have a great season lined up and we're ready for you all to come see us.
That was Linda Fortunato on Nightlight with Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on WISS and the Civic Media app. With New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, bicycling from Green Bay to New York City, and music from someone you could call the next generation of the Beach Boys.
Find more about New Wisco Weekend at WISS.FM and follow WISS on Facebook. Search for Oshkosh Air Support. More New Wisco Weekend on the way. First, a news update. You're listening to a rebroadcast from July 14th. Welcome back to New Wisco Weekend. Once again, here's Northeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale.
Peter and Tracy Flukey are a married couple who recently bicycled from Green Bay to New York City. That's right, they pedaled their way to the Big Apple. They appeared on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show to talk about their adventures, and here's part of that interview with Jim Schmidt and Frank Hermans.
It took us 29 days, and we had 5 days off the bike. And we averaged about 55 miles a day, put in about 1,500 miles total.
How many hours is that a day?
You know, it varies anywhere from...
Probably four to six and a half, something like that.
Biking 4 to 6 hours?
Yeah, that's butt time on the bike.
Yeah.
I like that butt time. So you're going to
first time ever I've said that.
All right, butt time. So you're going like 11 to 13 miles per hour, right?
Right.
I'm doing math in my head. I don't know if that's right.
It was really interesting on this trip because we had a lot of big cities.
Yeah.
And when you're going through the big cities, lots of stop signs, you know, slow moving traffic. So we were averaging probably 12 miles per hour.
Okay.
But then we'd get out into Pennsylvania and we had those insane hills.
Yeah.
Guess what our average speed was?
What?
12 miles an hour.
Really?
It's like.
Because it's got to go up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really interesting to see how different things affect our speed.
You know, we talk about biking and we're trying to get more people to bike. I mean, in the state of Wisconsin, right? They have this gold, silver, bronze recognition. And the guy that really got that going was the mayor of Madison.
Cheslevich.
That's what it was. Yeah. And he had dogs.
It's Polish.
he started this whole recognizing communities, and he had Trek was a big, obviously a big supporter of his. And Madison is a gold star because they really focused on it. But I mean, you guys are elevating the awareness of bicycling, I think, in Brown County. I mean, I think a lot of people know who you are. What did you learn, or did you see anything along the way? I mean, 30 days on a bike, did you see anything that maybe we could do here?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the big cities had some amazing accommodations for bicycles and pedestrians. New York City has actually taken away motor vehicle lanes and made them into pedestrian areas and bike lanes. So yeah, we have a lot to learn. We can make our community, Northeast Wisconsin, that much more bicycle and pedestrian friendly to encourage people to get out and educate them and get them out on their bikes.
When you plan these trips, I mean, you're looking for the lanes, I mean, on the highways, because some of those state highways, hey, I live in Brilliant. Bikers are going down Double P all the time.
I know.
Right? Yep. And there's just so much area.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So the three things that we look at is we look at the width of the lane.
Okay.
So that's whether there's a bike lane or even just if it's, you know, 14 feet wide as opposed to 12 feet.
Okay.
We look at how much traffic there is and then the speed of the traffic. Those are the three things. And depending on how you put them together, it makes it either very nice for bicycling or it makes it horrible.
I was a little bit, when you left and we said goodbye, you know, good luck. I was a little worried about you, not because of your physical health and, but I don't think pedestrians, my pedestrians, vehicles, trucks, especially, it's hard to see you. And that bike's so low. How was the safety of it?
Yeah, it was remarkably good. And, in the big cities we had that slow congested traffic. So that's really not that hard. We just line up with all the other slow congested traffic and that's fine. Okay. On the big roads, the highways, we almost always had really good shoulders. And the interesting thing though was in Pennsylvania, narrow, twisty, turny roads. But the thing that I hadn't thought about is around here, we're not used to that kind of driving, but that's what they do all day, every day there. So as long as we made ourselves visible, the flashing taillight, bright colored clothing, the motorists were looking for obstructions on the road because they might have an Amish cart out there. They might have farm equipment. So as long as we're doing our part, they're used to looking and it was very easy. And the really cool thing, if you've ever been out in farm country or in hilly country, what you'll do is you can't see over the crest of the hill. But as soon as you can, you give the car behind you a wave and let them know so that they can pass and move around. Once we started doing that, it was just bang, bang, and everybody was really happy. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, they were really good about either waiting behind us until they could clearly see or until it was a clear path or passing us really wide. You know, they'd go around us and give us lots of space. So Pennsylvania was great. The drivers were just amazing out there. We wish that some of that would come to Wisconsin because, you know, some of the roads out here, people pass really close and they don't wait.
We always say that biking and walking are sort of like the canary in a coal mine. So for us going into communities that we've never been in before, you know, we can pretty quickly assess, you know, what they're doing for their own people based on how easy it is for us on a bicycle to find the resources we need. If we can't find food and water, if it's not safe for us to get down the street or cross a road, the people that live there all day, every day, they're suffering worse than we are.
You know what I'd like to talk about? You got the tandem machine that you're using. You yourself are a machine.
Yeah.
And you
say,
you know, 4, 5, 6 hours a day. What are you doing to get your body prepared for these trips? Because with the quads, with the hamstrings, with, you know, you're using a lot of the butt time, as you call it. How are you preparing yourself for these long trips?
You know, we start training about 6 months before.
Okay.
I mean, we're active all the time, but we do a regular training regime, I guess, 6 months before. What we eat is huge on the trip and before we go. We need the carbs during the day so we can go, and we have Clif bars and we have different energy bars on board. We have Gatorade, water. And then at the end of the day, the thing that's really important is getting protein on board. Yeah. So we stop at the end of the day at a gas station and pick up, you know, cheese or yogurt or
chocolate milk. Eggs.
Yep. Okay. And just get that protein. Because especially when you're going day after day after day, your body breaks down and you need that protein to rebuild the muscle.
I think one of the other points, though, for everybody in your everyday life, I very seldom take an elevator. I almost always go find the stairs. We biked down here today when we could have driven. And I commented to Tracy, for us doing 6 miles, it's not even particularly noteworthy. But when you have ridden, you know, 75, 80, 100 miles, and you've got 6 more miles to go at the end of the day, we know we can do that because we do it all the time. That's routine for us. Okay. So we're taking all these little things that we do all day, every day. And what it does is the cumulative effect allows us to do really neat things like, you know, ride our bike to New York City.
Right. So I don't know that people And a lot of people followed you. I was surprised because I go out or, oh, yeah, that's great. The Flukies that you have
on
there.
I kept telling you this was a thing.
Yes. And they people really enjoyed that. But for those, I mean, not everyone's going to go to New York or you. Did you go down to New Orleans too? Or where did you? Yeah.
We biked all of the Mississippi River.
Right.
1 year. We've done the northern tier of the United States. We've also done historic Route 66.
Wow. But the... What you said is akin to even if you just bike around town, you see more.
It's a different perspective.
It's a different perspective. And people,
right?
It mentioned, you know, when we go to mayor school, they tell you to walk your city. Don't just drive around. Walk
mayor school.
Yeah. What's that? Wait, it's a convention. You go to how to be a better.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know it was mayor school.
So, but it was that was one of the things, which is really, really true. If you think about it, you know, you walk or bike.
So you know that I used to be a park ranger in Minnesota, and one of the things I would do when I had a new property that I was trying to get familiar with, the first thing I'd do is get in my squad car, and I would drive everywhere I could on road. And then I'd start sneaking through alleys and things like that, but then I would hop on the ATV and start going to those places. Then I would take the bike, then I would walk. And it's amazing. Sometimes, you know, there's a road over here, and, you know, half a block away, there's another road. But you didn't know they were that close until you went out and walked that day. So we know all those little sneaky places that you can cut through on your bike here to, you know, make it more preferential to go places by bike.
That's great as a teenager. Do you know where to park? You know?
Absolutely.
You gotta find those places. When you're biking, do you guys have headsets where you can talk to each other?
No, we've talked about getting them because our hearing is getting worse as we grow older. But we haven't tried them yet, but a lot of tandem riders do use them. Okay. And it's easier to talk because especially when it's really windy, it's very difficult to hear each other. And we use a lot of hand signals sometimes or taps on the back or he'll, you know, do signals or one word things so that we catch each other. But yeah, it is tough sometimes to hear each other on the tandem.
And communication's weird too, because so much communication, like you and I are looking at each other right now and you're kind of going, oh, Peter wants to say something.
Correct.
Tracy's behind me. I can't see her and she can't see my facial expression. So it's very interesting.
Speaking of that, are you always in the front or
Tracy can be the captain. She can ride in front.
Okay.
Typically the bigger, more experienced, stronger person goes in front, but we're fairly even in ability. She just likes to be on the back. I like to be on the front.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Peter and Tracy Flukey here who are, I don't know, what would we, you got to be the
biking
premier
gurus,
right? The biking gurus of the state of Wisconsin, if not more than that, at there at webike.org. Just finished a trip from here to New York. And we're just talking about that biking. You don't have to go to New York just to bike here. How would you rate our community?
So the three things that we typically evaluate on are education, engineering, and enforcement. So when we moved to northeastern Wisconsin back in 1993, there wasn't a single lane of recreational trail or bike lane. And now people are complaining because the East River Trail and the Fox River Trail don't connect, right? We're doing a big rehab project on the Fox River Trail. So our infrastructure is coming along. Having said that, though, it is very difficult for somebody from out of town to get from one place to another. The education, if we don't tell people how we want them to act and behave and what's safe, why should we be surprised if they don't do that? And then the enforcement, the biggest problem we have is speed. Because the faster people go, the more dangerous it is for people that walk and bike.
Wow.
But don't you think trails is kind of the answer to that? I mean, shouldn't we invest more money in bike trails? Or is that just the infrastructure too expensive?
You know, bike trails are great, but if you want to commute to work, is there a trail that's going to take you to work? Probably not. You're going to have to ride on the road at some point. And the thing that we need to remember in our transportation system is that bicyclists and walkers want to get to the same place that motor vehicle drivers do. Right. You want to get to the gas station. You want to get to the library. And a lot of our roads don't allow that safely.
The Flukies were guests on Civic Media's Mino and the Mayor show, airing weekdays from 6 till 9 a.m. on WISS. Getting older isn't for the faint of heart. New Wisco Weekend correspondent Amanda Nimmer shares free ways to celebrate your birthday.
What if I were to tell you that you're celebrating your birthday all wrong? Well, you know, probably not. You're probably doing something really cool. But what if I told you you can make your birthday even better than it already is? Let's explore that. Did you know that for just entering the world so many moons ago, you qualify for some free items? Birthday freebies, actually. And if you didn't, let me tell you about it. And if you did and you're thinking, I don't really need these, listen anyway, because this might change your mind. There are so many different companies that have a birthday or loyalty program, and it doesn't take much to be included, usually just an email address. Now, I know you're probably not interested in mucking up your personal email, and that's why I recommend you create a secondary email just for the year's worth of emails that don't mean much to you. Because let's face it, you're only going to check this 1 month out of the year. My birthday was at the end of June, and every year I look forward to my birthday freebie roundup. I spend the morning of my birthday going around and collecting all my freebies, and then I use them throughout the week. The majority that I'm going to be talking about are food items, but hey, free is free. We don't turn down free. Let's get started. The day before my birthday, I went to Old Chicago in Green Bay. As being a part of their rewards and dining at least once during the year, you get $18 to use on your birthday toward a pizza. The following day, I started off by going to Starbucks because you can only redeem that on the day of your birthday. And get yourself a free drink, any size, any flavor, any extras. Starbucks wants you to treat yourself. After that, head on over to Freddy's Steakhouse, get yourself a little treat. I got a burger. Then head on over to Taco Bell and get yourself a Baja Blast Freezy. Go to McDonald's after that, and they like to switch it up. Last year, I got a cinnamon roll. This year, I was able to get a McChicken. Then go to Buffalo Wild Wings, because this was one of my personal favorites. You get yourself 6 free wings. Free wings on your birthday. Bone in, bone out, any flavor, delicious. Heat up well in an air fryer. Head on over to Crumble after that for your free birthday cookie. Then go to Scooters and get another drink. Coffee, tea, refresher, lemonade, your pick, your choice, your birthday. Jersey Mike's subs, you get a free sub that they only let you redeem the day of your birthday because that's when the points will enter your account. Then Qdoba, you get free chips and queso. You go to Nothing Bundt Cake and get a little buntlet cake. It's adorable. This was new for me this year and I highly recommend it. Do not turn this down. Potbelly, you can get yourself a free cookie. Then go to Firehouse Subs because the day of your birthday only, you get a free sub. You got to download the app for that one. Go to Noodles and Company and you can get a free cookie or a Rice Krispie treat. Go to Chick-fil-A, get a free cookie or a brownie. Perkins, you get a free Magnificent 7 breakfast meal. And then a couple days later, I went to AMC, got myself my free birthday popcorn. I then went to Culver's and got a one scoop, one topping ice cream. Baskin Robbins, I got a one scoop ice cream. And A&W, you get a free root beer float. Now, if you were counting with me, that was 20 items. But the number's going to be 21 pretty soon for me because I'm going to go to Cousin Subs and get my free sub. I might even do it when I'm finished recording this. And that's where I'll stop. There are so many more out there. There are buy one, get one offers, coupons, you name it, you can find it. Do the research and you can make your birthday even more special than it already is. All you got to do is create a secondary email account. So go treat yourself. It's your birthday. Do it right. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer. And there you go.
Coming up in just a moment on New Wisco Weekend, Terry Barr takes us on a musical journey with Christian Love.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of New Wisco Weekend from July 14th.
The Beach Boys just cruised through Northeast Wisconsin on their summer tour, and the newest member took the time to sit down with our Terry Barr. She learns what Christian Love thinks about playing with his dad's band. Here's Terry's interview, which kicks off with Christian's song, Crazy For You.
The cold wind blows every time that you're pulling around. And I don't want to wait around for your phone call. Comes down every time that I hear that sound, and I don't wanna wait around, 'cause I'm crazy for you, and all the things I do, and every time it's cool, oh, I just wanna stay in the room all day with you, think about you late at night, but I'm still with you, we always seem to get it right, every day and every single night. I'm crazy for you, and all the things we do, and every time school, oh, I just wanna stay in the room all day with you. Think about you late at night, but I'm still with you. We always seem to get it right, every day, every single night. Girl, there's scars when
stop thinking of you. I'm crazy for you and all the things you do, and every time it's cool, oh, I just want to stay in the room all day with you. Think about you late at night, but I'm so with you. You always seem to get it right, every day, every single night.
Join me in welcoming Christian Love. Christian, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hello, everybody.
We just heard your song, Crazy For You. Tell us about this song.
This is a song I think I wrote maybe about 3 years ago out on the road. And it was about my girlfriend being a little bit lonesome out on the road and wondering what she's doing and this and that. It's one of those kind of songs. It's just kind of like sort of a love song, but sort of sad, but sort of happy too.
I want to mention that, yes, you are on tour and you are out with the Beach Boys. Wonder why that is.
There might be some lineage there. I don't know.
Yeah, if our listeners have ever heard of Mike Love, that would be your dad. And he's one of the original Beach Boys. Do they actually get a chance to play any of your songs, or are you on tour to really help support them?
Well, yes, definitely on tour to support my dad's music and his legacy. But also, he's given me the chance to play one of my own songs in the set.
I want to ask you a little bit about your backstory. You know, you grow up the son of Mike Love of the Beach Boys. Do you decide, I want to be a musician when you're a little kid?
I think when I decided I wanted to be a musician was in high school watching MTV.
When they played videos.
Yeah, they played videos. Yeah, I really got inspired by a lot of the 80s bands. I started wanting to write songs myself.
So I'm happy to hear that the Beach Boys and your dad, that you get to play one of your songs with them. But do you have a favorite Beach Boys song?
That's a hard to choose. But if I had to choose one, I would say the most well-crafted, in my opinion, is Wouldn't It Be Nice? And, you know, the crowd always instantly, as soon as you play the intro riff, is like always so soon to stand up and dance. And if there's one song that gets the party started, I would say.
What does it feel like to be out there with your dad?
It's been a great way to really connect with my dad. For a good portion of my life, I was doing my thing at home and he was out on the road. So this has just been a great way to get closer and to be able to spend more time with my dad, which has been really great.
I am very lucky talking with Christian Love right now. And of course, Christian has his own music out, but he is also the son of Mike Love, one of the original Beach Boys, and he is on tour with them right now. Christian, we're going to end this interview with Some Summer. I mean, this song does not get better for the summertime. Tell me about this song.
This song was a song that I recorded after a session in Pasadena. This song started going through my head. I laid the music down and then I just started firing off some words.
All right, Christian, I'm going to say goodbye to you for now. And we are going to hit it here with Some Summer.
Yeah, baby.
We can work it all out. Baby, we can watch the waves and the sunrise. The feelings that we hold inside. In the some summer, we did it all last summer. In the some summer, we did it all last summer. You could be my ocean lover, 'cause baby you won't blow my cover. Put me on the list. Insist I'm all over this. I can feel it when we kiss. In the some summer. It's all in the motion. Did it all last summer. Swimming in.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, your look at the stories and issues facing Northeast Wisconsin. New Wisco Weekend is produced and directed by Todd Michaels, written by Lisa Hale. Features correspondents Terry Barr, Brittany Merlot, Conrad Krieger, and Amanda Nimmer. Special appearances this week by Jim Schmidt, Frank Hermans, Peter and Tracy Flukey, and Pete Schwaba. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, please feel free to email anytime, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News. Be unstoppable.